the appropriate button. Amen. We want to welcome everybody today. If you're listening by internet, we want to welcome you this morning. So thankful we can get our services recorded and go back and listen to it over and over again. And we're just listening. Everybody over the whole world is listening to us today.
Amen.
Amen. So I just want you to reach over, reach in front of you, do that empty seat. And I just want you to say, Lord, this seat is going to be filled. In Jesus' name, with a life that's been changed. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to be talking about having unwavering faith today. Unwavering faith. Hallelujah. Has my Wednesday night people been talking God's native language this week?
Yes.
I thought about that so much. God's native language. If you don't come on Wednesday night, you need to come. If I teach, it's about 30 minutes, sometimes 45, but I promise to have you here at 7:30, and we'll just get to learn little nuggets of truth that just gets us through the rest of the week. And we talked about God's native language. If you wasn't here, you missed it. I may throw it in there this morning. I don't know. So today we're going to be talking about faith. Lord, thank you for your word that's anointed, your word that we receive as truth today. That sets us free to live a life of grace. Nothing that we have to work for, but just receive and believe that you've already done it, God. Thank you for touching Pastor's body. Raise him up. In Jesus' name. This too shall pass. And I speak that in your life this morning, whatever you're going through. That too shall pass. Amen. So, you know, it doesn't take a scientist, a genius to figure out that we're living in unshaky times or shaky times. And it seems like that everything that can be turned upside down is turned upside down. And but praise God, but we don't live by that. Amen. We've got another report of a God that keeps us and a God that shields us and a God that takes care of us. So if you're born again by the blood of Jesus, then you have his spirit living inside of you. And that spirit that even we sung about earlier is a steadfast and a sure thing, an unshakable thing. So you cannot be shaken today because the Spirit of the Lord lives in you. And whatever goes around you does not cause you to waver because of what is inside of you, which is the Spirit of the living God. Amen. So in the midst of all that's going on, there's still hope. There is still hope. So whatever you're praying for about today, there's still hope for that situation. Unshakable means steadfast. It means unwavering. And it means sure. So there's a man in the Bible that had unwavering faith in the midst of everything that looked impossible. And so when God began to start working with Abraham, with Abram at first, that was his name, and there's a point in our lives when God and the Spirit of God begins to work with us. Thank God that he works with us, and then we begin to work with him by coming into agreement with what he's saying. Sometimes it takes us a while. So God began working with Abram, and his name was later changed to Abraham. And God gave him a command and gave him an amazing promise. Hallelujah. And the command was in Genesis chapter 1, the Lord had said to Abram, at that time his name was Abram, get out from your country, get away from your relatives, and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. You know, sometimes we just have to get away from everything that's familiar in order to hear God, including our relatives. Now, I don't mean abandon them and divorce them and run out of town away from them, but turn a deaf ear to their doubtful talking. So sometimes we have to get away from those things in order to hear God. So explaining the promise he would give to Abraham, and he would give Abraham in exchange for his obedience, God continued. And he said, Abraham, if you'll be faithful to get away from all this, I will make you a great nation. I'll bless you and make your name great. And you'll be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you and curse them who curses you, and you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. That's a great big promise. But it was hinged on a command to be obedient. Amen. That was a great big promise. Abraham departed. Abraham's okay, pack the bags up, let's get out of here. Abraham departed in faithful obedience as the Lord had directed him. And then when Abraham got the command and the promise, and then he was obedient, that's when God changed his name to Abraham. So many times we've been known by stuff of the world that calls us because of things we used to do. But you know, when I got saved, I got a brand new name. I got named the child of God, the daughter of the Most High King. I got named more than a conqueror. I got named faithful. Hallelujah. So no longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you, he hadn't yet, but within the promise it was already done. Amen? He said, I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. Now it was a long road for that to happen. But when God gives you a promise, he saw already set into motion for that promise to be fulfilled, church. Right. Amen? So he said, Abraham fell down on his face down, laughed and said to himself. And you may be thinking, why would Abraham laugh at God? Now, we've all been to the place. We may not have laughed outside, but there was something inside of us that said, I don't know if that was God talking to me or not. I think they really missed it when they gave me that word. But Abraham fell on his face and laughed and said to himself, will a son be born to a man 100 years old and Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And so throughout the Bible, we begin to learn the story of Abraham and celebrated for his faith, the father of Abraham, our father of faith. Paul says to us that Abraham is the example of faith. He is called the father of faith. And when you go back and you begin to read the story in the life of Abraham, you see that he lived a long time from the spoken promise that God gave him to the manifestation of that promise. He said, this is what's going to happen, Abraham. And then he already called him a father of a multitude. But it was a long time before that promise became manifested. Amen. So God first revealed to Abraham that he would be the father of many nations when he called him to leave his country and go to the land that God showed him. At that time, Abraham was 75 years old. I'll be 55 next month, so I've got great hope. Amen. I don't care if you walk with a limp or walk stooped over, or whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, or 75. As Ricardo said, God's got a plan for your life. Amen. And you will walk in it. You just keep going. Amen. So Abraham was 75 years old. 15 years later, when Abram was 90, God renewed that promise to him. Abram, remember what I told you when you were 75? It's still going to happen. Glory to God. And 10 years later, at the age of 100, Abraham and Sarah finally had their son. There is hope. There is hope, and it's not based on age or circumstances. Glory to God. And yet Paul tells us that he did not waver concerning the promises of God. And one of the stories of Abraham's life is when God had promised him and Sarah's son, he said, consider their age, it was impossible. But what's impossible to man is possible with God. We need to get out of the natural and begin to think supernatural. That's where God operates, in the supernatural. And as we learned Wednesday night, we don't have faith in our five senses, touch, taste, smell, and all that, because we was translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, and we as children of God live under a different set of principles. Amen. We operate and live our life under a different set of principles, glory to God, as kingdom of God here on this earth right now. Amen. So heaven is our destination. Heaven is our forever home. But right now, we are the kingdom of God in the earth. Romans 4:20-21 says, and be not weak in faith. One scripture says, stagger not. He considered not his own body dead, and when he's about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. But the word said, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And been fully persuaded. Some of us have not got to the point of being fully persuaded yet, because we could be talked out of some things real easily. Amen? So been fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to do. So how could he have such unwavering faith when it seems everything in the natural, in the senses, was contrary to the promise that God had given him. The Bible tells us in Romans 4:19 that Abraham, without being weakened in faith, didn't consider his own body already being worn out, about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. God can revive the womb of your spirit when you think it's dead, church. Glory to God. Amen. He can make it birth again. When life throws you stones, and if you feel like that dream or that promise is dead, God can revive the womb so it can birth again. Yeah. Amen. So his faith grew stronger. He brought glory to God, the word tells us. And he did not consider. Now that word consider means to examine and to discuss the problem. And that's when the enemy comes in. He begins to say, if God said, and then we begin to talk over with those thoughts that we're having, and that's when we begin to consider why it's not possible. And then when we do that, we bring ourselves into the realm of our five senses. I can't see it, I can't touch it, I can't taste it, I can't hear it. So it must not be God. But we serve a supernatural God. Amen. So the next thing Abraham did, he did not consider. He did not begin to discuss it and talk about why it couldn't be. So the moment you get that promise or that word from God, the enemy of your soul begins to send the fiery darts. You can almost, you just can get out the church door, and sometimes it'll start. Your circumstances may look dead. The financial situation may look dead. The job may look impossible. That's never going to come cold. But I agree with Ricardo that it's going to happen. Situation may look impossible. The medical report may say it's hopeless. Your children's done gone and started acting stupid when they've been raised in church. Those good-meaning people in your life, we all have those good-meaning people, you know, that have your best interest in mind. Praise God for the good-meaning people. They may tell you you can never accomplish your dreams. When you only consider that, you'll get discouraged. You will begin to discourage, and you'll lay that promise upon the shelf. And the longer it lays there, the further away it seems. Before long, doubt will begin to creep in, and that will keep you from receiving the promise of God. Not that it's not still there. Amen? Because the Word of God is the Word of God. It don't change based on whether you believe it or not. If you do believe it, praise God. If you don't believe it, it's still true. Amen? Because it's already there. Having unwavering faith doesn't consider the circumstances. Unwavering faith does not consider the circumstances. So instead of examining and discussing the problem of why it can't happen, consider why it can. Consider why not you. Amen? Consider your God and why he would not do it for you. Because he will, he can. Amen? But you got to do like Abraham said. I'm not going to consider just what my mind, my thoughts are telling me, or just what the experts are saying, what the doctors are saying and all that. I'm not going to consider the size of my problem. I'm not going to consider about how much faith I have and I've got to pray and fast and beg and plead, but I'm going to consider the size of my God. You've got little faith, but you can have faith in a great big God that will do abundantly above all that we could ask or think. After all, he spoke the worlds into existence, flung out the stars, and then he created you. Amen? He created you. The moment God begins to speak that promise to you, he begins to set things into motion for it to happen. Sometimes it happens quickly, and sometimes it don't. But one thing I figured out, life is not all about me. There's all kinds of people around us that make up our life. So have patience, not only with yourself, but others around you. And don't be quick to judge, because your life is just not about you getting blessed. You know, me, I thought life was all about me. I'm sorry to bust your bubble. Life is not all about you. God has a much bigger plan, and there's a whole lot of other people involved in it, not just you. And how do you know? He might be waiting for you to begin to accept and walk in that promise for those others to begin to do what they are called to do. Because we're all linking arms, amen, going to our, on our way to our forever home, amen. So the moment God speaks, that promise begins to happen. 2 Corinthians says, for all the promises of God are in him, yes, and in him, amen. What for? To the glory of God through us. God's glory will be shown to others because we are not considering the circumstances that says things can't happen in our life. But the glory of God is shown through us when we accept those promises and we allow those promises to be fulfilled. And then people look and say, my goodness, look at them. All for the glory of God. All for the glory of God. Amen. So whatever God has promised you has already got his stamp of yes in Jesus. In him, this is what we preach and pray, the great amen. I think this is a Message Bible version. I don't think I wrote that down. God's yes and our yes together, that's agreement. My yes is a yes with God. That makes two an agreement, and that's all it takes. Where two shall agree. Gloriously evident, God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting a yes in us by his Spirit. He has stamped us with his eternal pledge, a sure beginning, what he is destined to complete. God is a God of completion. He is a God of progress. He is a God of progression. Some promises do take a long time. So if God made everything happen when we wanted it to happen, without no effort on our part to believe, it wouldn't be faith. But he requires us to have faith, which we already have, amen, to believe what's impossible will be possible. So, you know, you heard the story about the three little pigs? One pig had a house made of straw. The second pig had a house made of sticks. And the third pig had a house made of brick. Now, the big bad wolf came. You know what happened. The first pig's house made of straw and blew it down. He said, I'll huff and I'll pluff and I'll blow your house down. That's exactly what happened. And he got to the second pig's house, which was made of sticks. And he said, let me in. And the pig said, no. The wolf said, fine, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. And he did. Finally, he got to the third pig's house and he's made of brick. And he said, little pig, let me in. The pig said, no. The wolf said, I'll huff and puff and I'll blow your house down. So he huffed and pluffed and he didn't blow the house down. He couldn't blow the house down because it was made of brick. Something stronger than wood or stick. What was the difference between the three little pigs? They all had the same circumstances, called a big bad wolf. They all lived in a house and were made of things that when life hits us, and when we are made of things, when life hits us, we go crashing down. Are we made of things that are unshakable and unmovable? I can assure you today that you are, because you are a child of God and you have the Spirit of God within you to stand. Amen. And the word tells us that we are more than conquerors. Through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. We are seated in heavenly places already with Christ Jesus. We are already seated. A sure foundation. So the Lord is setting the alarm of faith. Stand and do not waver. Turn the news on and pray, but don't let it faze you. Because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Everybody is all upset about the election. My faith is not rooted and grounded in who's going to be president. Because I know the God of the God of this universe, and he will have the final say no matter who's in office. But that does not discourage us from to keep praying and keep believing and covering these people. But church, your faith cannot be grounded in who's going to be elected for the office of President of the United States. Because God is in control. Amen. So God is saying to you, what he started, he will finish. Every promise, he tells us, I've spoken over you. Every dream that I've placed in your spirit, even the secret petitions of your heart, the dreams you haven't told anyone about, I still have every intention of bringing them to pass, says the Lord. God is saying, am I not faithful? It may not have happened on your timetable, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Yes, I have the final say. Don't you dare give up on that promise. Don't you dare let discouragement or negative thoughts talk you out of it. Get your fire back. Get your passion back. If I said it, I will do it. If I have spoken, I will bring it to pass. So I'm here in your face this morning to tell you, don't you dare give up on that dream or that promise, no matter how crazy it seems. And the second thing is, don't run and tell everybody. When you get that word from God, find your secret place. Find you somebody that you can trust and agree with. Somebody that's not going to look at you and say that you're crazy. But somebody that will say, you know what? I believe that. I can see God doing that for you. And I can see that in every one of you this morning. Hallelujah. So I'm standing to tell you, get your fire back. Get your passion back. Get your dancing shoes on. Because you're going to dance all over the place, church. Amen. So begin to rejoice in God, giving God the glory. And in that, faith will be strengthened. When we begin to praise and give God the glory, your faith will be strengthened. Hebrews 11:29 says, faith opened the way for the Hebrews to cross the Red Sea as if on dry land. This is a picture of God's salvation. This is a picture of Him preparing the way. This is a picture of the God's delivering power, God's protection. Are you with God, standing strong in faith and not wavering from what He has spoken and He's releasing to you this morning? Our activation of faith and declaration is to stand on what He has told us, to see the salvation, deliverance, protection, and the provision of the Lord in miraculous ways. Amen. He is sounding the alarm of faith today that says, rise, church, and believe me again. Activate that which He has spoken into you by speaking the native language of God, which is His word. Amen. He's going to make a way where there seems to be no way. No matter what your eyes are seeing or what your ears are hearing, refuse to change the subject on what you know that God has spoken to you. No matter how wild and crazy it seems. But sometimes we need to let God out of our box of thinking. Amen. Sometimes we need to let God out of our box of thinking. Hold on to what He has told you and hold His hand and don't be shaken. Isaiah 54 tells us that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. No weapon against the dream and the promise that God has spoken to you shall prosper. That word prosper there means intended at reaching its purpose. That's not exactly how it goes. But whatever God's promised you, it will not reach its, it will not reach its intended purpose. Amen? But no weapon that is formed against you shall reach its intended purpose, which is to kill, to steal, and destroy that dream, that promise. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall show to be in the wrong. Every tongue that says that can't happen for you, there's no way it can happen, God wouldn't do that to you, that's impossible. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. You're called to be reproducers. That's why your life is just not all about yourself. Your life is not just all about your dream and your promise. There's a whole lot of other people included in that. This is the righteousness or the vindication which they obtained from me, says the Lord. This is what I impart to them as their justification. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Tell yourself that right now. No weapon will succeed to reach its intended purpose against me. Amen. No weapon, none. No matter who makes it, it will not prosper. The Bible tells us in John, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and that you may enjoy life. And not only that, but you may have it in abundance till it fills to the overflow. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No matter who makes it, it will not be prosper. Remember Haman's gallows, Nebuchadnezzar's furnace, the lion's den decree against Daniel. No weapon against these people prospered because their minds and hearts were fixed on God and what he had said. Amen. The purpose of the weapons he forms against you and against your faith is to discourage you to give up. Remember, church, whatever God has promised you and whatever may have stepped his ugly head or foot, ugly foot on you, keep on believing, and soon and very soon it will manifest. Remember Haman's gallows. It did not prosper. Nebuchadnezzar's furnace, it did not prosper. The lion's den decree against Daniel, it did not prosper. No weapon was formed against these people. And I decree and declare to you today that no weapon formed against your dreams and your promises will prosper. You stand, you decree, you dance, you praise, and allow the glory of the Lord to be your strength. Amen. Let's stand this morning. If you have a prayer request on your heart this morning, just take it before the Lord. And we're going to speak the native language of God concerning these prayer requests this morning, which is his settled word that's already been accomplished when he said it's finished. Father, we thank you that by the stripes of Jesus, these people are healed. We speak against, we decree and declare the report of the Lord that says these people are healed in their bodies. Every addiction broken in the name of Jesus. We believe in supernatural miracle for these people today, God. Where doctors said it's hopeless, it's not hopeless with you. We decree and declare healing over their bodies in the name of Jesus. That they will be raised up and show manifestation of their healing for your glory, Father. For the restoration of families in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Every addiction broken. Believe in you for a good report for these people, God. In Jesus' name, that you take what's wrong and you've made it right, God. We come against every addiction, Father God. In Jesus' name, I come against prescription addiction in the name of Jesus. That's broken over you. That you began to learn and to rely on the Word of God for your daily fix. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Glory to God. I just come against this, the drug epidemic that's in our area in the name of Jesus and the surrounding counties. I come against that drug addiction spirit in the name of Jesus. For the ones getting caught, that they've been caught for deliverance and not just to be locked up and have a life that's wasted. I speak deliverance to them in the name of Jesus, and I come against the spirit of the person that's bringing these things into our counties. We draw the bloodline against these people in the name of Jesus. We speak deliverance to them. And if you have to visit them, wherever they're at, God, supernaturally, we're just believing that you do what it needs to take, Father, to get these people delivered and set free for your glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. This is destroying our young people. And not just our young people, but our older people, God. That they realize their high is in you, God. And not a needle or a syringe or popping a top off of a pill bottle. But God, their hope is in you. Nothing less but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We decree and declare this in the name of Jesus. And we pray for those in authority in our counties, God. Every elected official, Father God, the decisions they make will be godly decisions. And not for their own profit or gain. But profit for the people that they are serving, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy and your grace, for keeping us in your grip and not letting us go. We're so thankful for that today. And I decree and declare favor over you, that you have the favor of God this week, that you are blessed to be a blessing, that whatever your hands find, they find favor. Every person that you meet, that you show the love of Jesus to. I speak that over you in the name of Jesus. decree and declared it to be so because God's word says it's so. Believe again, have hope again, and know that God is for you and not against you. In Jesus' name, the church said amen.